We'll start again from Ayin Amud Aleph from the bottom. Toshma. Sakin Shinimtis Barbosa. Person finds a knife on the Erev Pesach and on the Arbosa. So he can assume that the person who lost it was Tovel it the day before, because he wouldn't leave it till the 14th. It would remain Tummy even after the Tefillah, because you need Harav Shemesh. So he'd have to Tovel on the 13th, and then night, on the night of the 14th, there would be Tahar, and he could use it on the 14th to Shecht. B'shloshah asur shomo matbil. But if he finds a knife on the 13th, then we assume that the person still had time to be Tovel it that day, so maybe he wasn't Tovel it yet. So therefore you have to Tovel it again, just in case. Kopitz, bein bezeh, shonu matbil. If you find an axe, which is usually used to cut up the chagiga, right? Not the korban pesach, because you can't cut up the korban pesach with an axe, because you break the bones. So that's only for the chagiga, right? So then, even if you find it on the 14th, maybe the person wasn't planning on using it for korban pesach on the 14th. Because you can't use it for Korban Pesach, so he's planning on using it for the Chagig on the 15th. So he would be Tovel it on the 14th, and it'd be ready to be used on the 15th. So if you find it on the 14th, you also have to Tovel it. Where's his money? Ilem Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, right? Maishno Sakin de Matbil de Chazil of Pesach, Kopitz Nami Hachazil of Chagig. Right? Why? What's it called? Is the Sakin. Let's see Rashi here. Maishna Sakin, money. Yeah, the other Rashi says that there's Rashi here. Money. Chodem Mashma de Ein Shvirus Atzomos de Erev HaPesach. Chorev, who does this go according to? That on Erev Pesach, the, what's it called? There's no need for the kopitz. No need for an axe. Only on the 15th. Right? So who does this go according to? If it goes according to the Rabbanan, who for sure hold that you're allowed to break bones in the Chagiga Sarbosar, so there's even breaking bones on the 14th. Right? There's a Chagiga you bring on the 14th, and you can break the bones on that one, according to the Rabbanan for sure. Inem Rabbanan v'lo makshi Chagiga l'Pesach ve'en bo isa shvirus etzem maishno sakin demakbe lo ba'aleo mi'esmo u'mokminen lo hashta b'cheskes tahara l'motzoa. What's the difference that we assume that the Sakin had already been toveled on the 13th. So if you find it on the 14th, it's for sure Tahar, because the person intended to use the Sakin on the 14th for Korban Pesach. The Kopitz also, you should be able to assume that it's Tahar, because he probably toveled it on the 13th, so he could use it to cut up the Chagiga. Mistamid, if it was lost a long time, would have found it already. There's too many people around. So Mistamid got lost, right, within the next, the little last day or two. Right, otherwise it would have been found. So Mistamid, the person was told of it. The Vaday Hayom nothing. For sure it fell today. And he told Shem Shasa Regal Ha'am Rav, and show us from the Makom the Philosopher Shalom Kinsa. It's going to be found right away. So if you find it, you assume the person lost it yesterday, and he told of it yesterday. According to the Rabbanan, for sure the axe is fit for a chagiga, because the Rabbanan for sure holds you allowed to break bones in the chagiga. It has nothing to do with the Pesach, different dinim completely. The Shvir Satsomas, for Atbalamiesel, same thing. The person tovled it on the 13th, they'll be ready for use on the 14th. Elamai, it must be that it's going according to Bentema, right? And according to Ben Tema, you're not allowed to break bones in the Chagiga. The nail of the axe you can't use on the 14th. You're only going to use it on the 15th. Therefore, if you found it on the 14th, you can't assume that it was Tovel the day before. Okay? Yalav the Ben Tema. Ushmami no, yeshva mishum shvira says. And we learn from here, Lechora, that according to Ben Tema, the halach of Shvir Setzim applies to the Chagiga just as much as the Korban Pesach. Shmur says, lo. Ba'olam Rabbona. Really goes according to the Rabbona. And you could break Atzamos by the, what's it called, by the Korban Pesach, by the Chagiga. We could go and shoot Baba Shabbos, but there's no need for the axe on the 14th because the 14th fell on Shabbos, and then you don't bring the Chagigah. So you only have Korban Pesach. Memela, what's it called? The knife is Tahar, and the axe you need for the next day. So maybe the person wasn't Tovel it on the 13th. He was waiting till the 14th to Tovel it for the sake of the 15th. The Hominik Tani Sefer, Chol Arbos of Yos B'Shabbos, Shochet B'Miyad. If the 14th falls on Shabbos, then you can shecht with it immediately. And the same thing if you found it on the 15th, right? Because we assume that it was toveled from before Shabbos, right? Rashi, Chol Arbos of Yos B'Shabbos, Shochet, the Kopit Zemiyad, Vein Tzorech Lahatil. Even the axe, you can tovel, you can shecht with it right away. You don't have to be toveled. The Afagav Hashem of Bailim Hayulahem Sakin Lishchot, for the Hoysa Kopitsu Lohem Elishvir Satsamus, maybe Taka, they were holding the axe just to break up the carbon after the Shvita. The Hayom ain't Shvir Satsam B'Shabbos, and there's no Shvir Satsamus on Shabbos, because there's no carbon Chagig on Shabbos. Afiluhachi Kivat Shvich Lohem Yontiv, Acher Shabbos, since it's going to need it on the 15th to cut up the Chagigas Chamishasar. Varit Bilum, Erev Shabbos. Ivari was Tovlet on the 13th, Erev Shabbos. The Havi Shabbos, Lomotsu Lakbula, because he can't be Tovlet on Shabbos. Kedamir in the Sechas Beya. Chal Yomtev Lios Achra Shabbos, Matbilum Sakon, Kedamir Shabbos. If Yomtev falls after Shabbos, you Tovel everything for the sake of Yomtev before Shabbos. So here also, the Chorot was Tovel before Shabbos. Uve Chamisho Asor, in Motsu B'Yomtev Asmo, if you found the knife on Yomtev itself, right? Shokhepa Shlomim Miyad. Tavadi hit Bilu Abalim Yesma. Because Avadi was Tovel before Shabbos. So what's it called? It was already Tovel from before. So it's no problem. Well, if you found it on the 15th, which is Yom Tov, even if the day before was not Shabbos, you can assume that on the Erev Yom Tov, the person Tovel it. Nimches Kopis Kshur Sakin. If you found an axe tied together with a Sakin, Harihika Sakin, then it has the same din of the Sakin, and even normally we'd say the person wasn't told of the Kopits, but if they're tied together, Mishnami told them together. Well, it says, if that's the case, then the Sefer is talking where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. That means the Reish is talking where Erev Pesach fell on Bechol. And then according to who is the Kopits not needed, right? According to the Rabbanan, what's it called, of course, it's what's it called? There's no Indian of not breaking bones, so the person could use it on the 14th too. Ella, and if it spells Bechol, must be it, Ben Tema. So we see from here, Ben Tema holds you're not allowed to break bones of a Chagiga that comes on the 14th. Right? Mar says no. Ella, Shabbat, Bemeruba. It's still talking according to Rabbanan, and there's no Korban Chagiga on the 14th, not because it fell on Shabbos. Because you had a lot of, what's it called, few people on the Korban Pesach. You had plenty of meat for the Korban Pesach to eat. The Merubah, Rashi, B'chabura Mu'etes, Sha'Pesach Merubah Lahem. Where you had a small amount of people and a lot of Korban Pesach. So you didn't need a Chagiga. Lo Yaviu Chagiga. Memela, there's what's it called, there's no purpose for the Chagiga on the 14th. So the Kopitz, we have no reason to think that he tovled it the day before. Samara says, Miyad Yadli, how did he know? Until the Korban Pesach is shechted, you could still have more people join the Korban Pesach. How did he know that more people weren't going to join and he'd need a Chagiga? So just because maybe he would need a Chagiga, he should have tovled the Kopitz. So that can't be the case where there was enough Korban Pesach to go along. He wouldn't have known that on the 13th. Not to tovel the axe. Right? He would have tovel it misafik. Maybe more people are going to join my Korban Pesach. The Elish above Tuma. It's talking where the Korban Pesach came to Tuma. A row of people were Tame. And therefore, what's it called? He didn't need the Kopitz on the 14th because the Chagiga doesn't come when the Korban Pesach comes to Tuma. So it says, Sof, no Yadi. Right? How do you know? The Naisa, they didn't know. That what's it called? That Rove Klal Yisrael were Tomei till they actually lined up in the Azara, because Rove Klal Yisrael, the people that show up for Korban Pesach. So how did they know there was going to be Rove people the next day that they're going to be Tomei? So you should have told them the Kopitz just misafik. Maybe the people won't be Tomei. When it says, no, the Mish Nasi, the Nasi died. So everybody knew that they were going to be Matami to him. So Rov Klal Yisrael were going to be Tami. So when it says, the Mish Nasi Enos, when did he die? Elema the Mish B'Shloshasar, right, Sokin Lamili L'Mitbalin. If he died already on the 13th, then why was he told all the night? Everybody knew that the next day everybody's going to be Tamei Nes, the mitzvah to be Matameh to the Nasi. And therefore, there's no need to tovel a night and bring the, because the Korban Pesach is anyway they're going to be brought to Tumah. So why did he tovel the night? What was the purpose of the night being tovel? Right? The Ela Demis Bar Basar. Must be the Nasi didn't die till the 14th. On the 13th, nobody knew the Nasi was going to die. So he should have tovel both of them. Because he thought he was going to bring it Betara and the Bia Chagiga, and he could use the axe for breaking bones. It goes according to the Rabban. So Maishna Sakin, the Matbila, Maishna Kopit, Shalom Matbila. Well, it says, Lotzricha, the Nasi Goseis B'Shloshasar. The Nasi was dying on the 13th. So everybody took in consideration the fact that he may be dead by the next day, and they're going to bring the Korban Pesach the tumah. Okay? Sakin, the Chad Sveika. The Sakin is only one subject. Are we going to bring the Korban Pesach tomorrow, Betumah? I don't have to tovel the night. If the Nasi doesn't die by tomorrow, then we're going to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara. I do have to tovel the night. So I mean, one Sufik, he tovels a night, just to be sure. Kopitz, the Trei Sveike, but the Kopitz is two Sveikes. One is the Nasi going to die or not? And if we bring the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, we're not going to have a Chadig, I don't need the axe. Even if the Nasi doesn't die, there's other ways that they won't need the Chagiga. If there's enough people, enough Korban Pesach to go around, right? So there's two Sveikas. I don't know if by tomorrow there's going to be too many people on the Korban Pesach, and I will have to bring the Chagiga, or maybe not. And also, maybe the Nasi is going to die, and there's not going to be a Chagiga anyway. So since there's two Sveikas, right, he wasn't Matbalit Misafik. Lo matala, Rashi. Minoya adi habaylim b'shlosha soshetech haburos amortis. Right, we said if it's talking in a case where you didn't bring a chagiga because there was enough meat of the Korban Pesach to go around, how did the guy know that on the 13th? Harei kol shor b'boyin uvenimni malov anoshim mi'alma v'konin lohen bochelet. Right, until the Korban Pesach is shechted, and a lot of people could come and be counted on this Korban Pesach. Right? And they buy a chelik min abaylim ad shas shchita. Hilkach lo kimle shetecha bura muetis. You didn't know that there's going to be a need for a chagiga or not a need for a chagiga until actually shechted the Korban Pesach. Umat b'lekopet shemi of yu chagiga v'yitzchach l'shvir satzavas. And therefore it makes sense that misafik, the guy is going to tovel the kopets on the 13th. So why do you not get to tovel it again on the 14th? Shabbat b'tumah. Shirov Tzibur Tzmei. Now it's talking where the Korban Pesach came to Tumah, and then there's no Chagiga. So there's no need for a Kopitz on the 14th. Usnan Dizman Shabbat Tumah, Ein Levinim O Chagiga. Zeh HaMotzah Tohar, Apa Pisha Apa Tohorim, Osim B'Tumah, Ein Tzibur. And even though this person himself is Tohar, even the people who are Tohar bring together with the people who are Tamei, with Rov people who are Tamei. Madgil of Shabbat Atzamos, Chagigas Chamishasa, Shein Abba B'Tumah. So he tovels it for the sake of the 15th, but he doesn't need it on the 14th. Meno yadi habaylim b'shloshasar, kishimadbilim sakineyim, she wrote tzibur tmeyim. Right? So how do they know on the 13th not to tovel the kopitz, because the next day, what's it called, they're going to bring the Korban Pesach the tumah? How do they know that? The Gemara says, the mitzvah, I say a mitzvah l'chol yisrael l'sasipo. It's a mitzvah for everybody to get involved in mitzvah in burying the nasi. So for sure, Rove of Klal Yisrael are going to be Tommy the next day. He name of Bishloshah, so show you Mataran Klehem, right? If he died on the 13th, so what's it called? Why did they have to be Matar the Sakin altogether? It was clear that the Korban Pesach is going to be brought up the tumba, leave the knife Tommy. Sakin Lomeli like Bule the Morit. Harry he Oshidli Tommy, it's going to be Tommy anyway. What's the purpose of totaling it? Everybody the next day is going to be Tommy and the knife's going to become Tommy. And you're allowed to shech the tumba. And therefore, the guy who finds a knife, he's not going to be using it for Korban Pesach. He wants to use it for his Chagiga, which is not Tohar Tumah. L'chora, what's it called? Why should he assume that it's Tohar? people didn't weren't told to live bedafka on the 14th, the 13th, for the sake of the 14th. They only needed it on the 15th. On the 14th, it could be tummy. Ela de nishbar b'asar, kshibilu kleihem b'yudgimel, hatzrichim v'ar b'asar, lo ha'yodim she'ovah b'tumah. Must be that the Nasi died on the 14th. And nobody knew he was going to die on the 13th. So when they tovled their kalim for the sake of the 14th, they thought they're bringing it to Tahara. So they should have tovled it. In Cain, Ganesha Kokachit, Bilashviris, Atzomas, the Chagigas Arbosa. That's the case that on the 13th, they thought there's going to be a Chagig on the 14th. So they should have tovled the axe too. Umashna Sakin, Damirin, Akbala, Morami, Esmo, Umashna Kokach, Lorami, Akbala, Morami, Esmo. That's the case. The Nasi didn't die till the 14th, but on the 13th, nobody knew he was going to die, and they thought they were going to bring a chagiga, so they should have told both the axe and the knife. Mor says, well, tzricha, the Nasi gosis b'shloshasa. They knew the Nasi was probably going to die on the 14th, but they weren't sure. The logasin romesh by bosa, and he died on the 14th, because we don't care if he died or not. We just care what they thought on the 13th, right? You don't have to kill the Nasi doctor. He could have remained alive. Just on the 13th, they thought he was going to die. The Mali Mace, Mali Lomes. Sakin the Chad Svekahu, the Ikala Namer, Shemi Yomus Hanasi, the Yasu Pesa Batuma. The knife is only one suffix. If the Nasi dies before the 14th, then we're going to bring the Korban Tuma, the Korban Pesa Batuma, there won't be a Chagiga. Okay? And then I don't have to toll the knife. If the Nasi doesn't die, I'm going to have to toll the knife. Since there's only one suffix, the person tolls the knife, me suffix. He doesn't, what's it called, refrain from tovling the knife because there's a suffix, because he's afraid that maybe Taka the Nasi won't die and they'll bring the Korban Pesach of the Tara. He'll need a knife that's tarred. The Akbala, the Chai Shem, lo yamus, the Yasa Pesach of the Tara. Abel Kopitz, but the Chagiga, there's two stakes. So he doesn't tovle the axe because most probably you're not going to need it. Why? I'm a kopitz, the trace fake is like, misalkile mitoris tvila. Therefore, he's not going to bother to retovel the kopitz because he's counting on the fact he's not going to need it. Why? Shema yomus. Velo yavir chagigos. Lo barboso, velo bachamishoso. Maybe the nasi will die and there won't be any chagiga. Not barboso, because you don't bring a chagiga on the 14th when you bring the korban pesach of the tumah. And not on the 15th either, because the Chagiga is not Docha Tumah. Only Korban Pesach is. But the Chagiga is not, because the Chagiga has Tashlumin. You could bring it the next day, and the day after, the whole 7 days. So it's not Docha Tumah, the 15th day. Oh, Afilu Lo Yomus, or even if the Nasi doesn't die, it's possible there won't be a Chagiga on the 14th. Why? Shema Anilo Etzorek V'Chagiga Sarbasar Sheteich Aburasi Mu'etes V'Yavo Pesach Merupa. Maybe there'll be enough Korban Pesach to go around. We won't have that many people that come to take part in our Korban, and we'll have plenty of meat to eat from the Korban Pesach, and then you don't bring the Chagiga. So it's possible for two reasons you won't bring the Chagiga, then he's not tovelet. The Imishum Chagiga is Chamishasar, Elamai, then if the Nasi doesn't die, and there's plenty of Pesach meat to go around, so you won't bring the Chagiga on the 14th, but you'll bring the Chagiga on the 15th, so he still needs the axe on the 15th. A dying yeshos, but Bila Bidal doesn't have to tovel on the 13th, he can tovel on the 14th. Therefore, the kopitz, where there's two stakers, he doesn't bother to be tovel it on the 13th, he'll wait till the 14th to be tovel it. Okay. So, therefore, there's no raya from here that according to Ben Tamer, you're not allowed to break the bones. Could be it's going according to the Rabbanan, and there's no purpose, there's no need for a chagiga because the Nasi was a goseis, and they assumed that they weren't going to have a chagiga. Okay. Tanya. Yehuda ben Dorsai, Pirish Huve Dorsai, Beno, Vaholach Yoshua Bedorah. Yehuda ben Dorsai, what's it called, left the Chachamim, and he and his son Dorsai went to live in the south, far away from Yerushalayim. Some say it was in Chutz Laretz, or far away from Yerushalayim, that he shouldn't have to come and bring Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga. Omar im Yavu Eliyahu, the Yomer Lehem Yisrael, Nifnei Malo Chagakim Chagiga B'Shabbos, when the Pesach falls on Shabbos, right, Eliyahu's going to come and have kindness. Why didn't you bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos? He holds it in Stocha Shabbos. And the pastor, Rashi, said, is talking about Chagiga Sarbosa. And what's it called? And even Ben Tamer, who holds that we're makish the Pesach to the Chagiga, still it's not Docha Shabbos. And he held that it is. Tosfos says that according to Ben Tamer, Taka, the Chagiga Docha Shabbos, just like Korban Pesach. And it's talking over here about the Chagiga's Chamishosa, the 15th day. And the reason it's not Docha Shabbos, because there's Tashlumin. You can bring it the first day, you can bring it all the other 7 days of Yom Tov. So therefore, since it has Tashlumin, you don't bring it Dafka on Shabbos. But he held, Ben Dursoi held, that you do bring it on Shabbos. So he was afraid. He'll be there, and the Rabbanim won't let him bring it on Shabbos, and Elio, when Mashiach comes, that time is on him. So he put himself in a place where he's not chayiv, he's anonymous, he's too far away. Mahin omrim lo, t'mihani al shnei gedolei ador, shmaya v'atalim. Said, I'm wondering about these two gedolim. Shehen chachonim gedolim v'darshonim gedolim. The omrim lo hem l'Yisrael chagiga dochas ha-shabbos. They didn't teach Klal Yisrael that the chagiga is dochas ha-shabbos. Omar Rav, my time at the Ben Dursoi. The Rav said, why did Ben Dursoi darshan that he held the chagiga is dochas ha-shabbos? Unlike the chachonim, who hold that the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos, either the Chagiga of the 14th or the Chagiga of the 15th. Right? 15th for sure is not Docha Shabbos, according to the Halacha. The 14th already is a Shaila, if that's what it's talking about also. But if it's, it could be the 14th also. The Siv is Avachta Pesach Vashem Elokecha Tzonu Boker. V'halo Ein Pesach Ela Minach V'asim U'min Ha'izim. According to Pesach, doesn't come from Tzonu Boker. It only comes from Keves or Eis. Ela tzon ze Pesach, boker ze chagiga. The Omer Rachmona ve zavach ve Pesach. Even more than Ben Tema. Ben Tema says this is a hekesh between them. He holds the favors that it says that you shech the chagiga even on Shabbos, just like the Korban Pesach. Omer Avashi v'anam time of the Prushim, make of an Ifrush. We have to explain the reason for people who are Polish in the Chagom. Probably it's Polish in the Chibur. Right, you don't have to bother of explaining what he does. He's an irrelevant person. Person's Polish, not Seaboard. Some say, the Sefer Torah says that he became a Tzaduki. But what's it called? The Chidah says, Chas V'Shalom, don't say in the Gemara he's a Tzaduki. Says he was Polish, Menach HaChom, not he became a Tzaduki. Right? But still, a person's Polish, Menach HaChom, he's still from. The Rambam says a person was 100% from. But he's Polish Menat Sibur, Zeno Chelek Lolam Haba. So it doesn't have to be that he became an Apikoris, he just was Polish Menat Chachomim is also. You don't have to worry and die what it was his reasons, whatever, you ignore such a person. Right? It's irrelevant. Elakro, look at Rav Nachman. The pastor comes to tell me Rav Nachman's did. Not to tell me that the Korban Chagiga has the same din as Pesach and it's Docha Shabbos. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav Bar Avua, Menayim Lamosar HaPesach Shekorev Shlomi. How do you know that a Korban Pesach that was left over, you didn't need it. We'll see Rashi spends two possibilities. That you automatically bring it as a Shlomi. Shenemar V'Zavach HaPesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzol Nu Boker. V'Chi Pesach Min HaBoker Bo V'Halo Ein Pesach Bo Elam HaKfosim HaYizim. You don't bring Korban Pesach from Boker. You bring it from Kiflosim and Ezim, not from an Egel. So what does it mean? Ela Moser HaPesach. If the Pesach is left over, then you bring from it what you normally bring from Tzon Ubakar, which is a Shlomi. Yehei L'dov Rabom and Tzon Ubakar. Rashi. Ben Dursoi Pirish Min HaChachomim V'Nivdol Mehem. He separated himself from the Chachomim. It may show you omrim ein chagigas arbos or docha Shabbos. Because the Chachamim taught that the chagig of the 14th is not docha Shabbos, and he held it was. So Rashi is talking about the chagig of the 14th, and Tosfos is talking about the chagig of the 15th. The Yoshev Bo Bedorim, Rochok Mirushalayim. He went far away from Yerushalayim. Shalom Lalos the Regio, the Yishai Bepesh of the chagig. He being honest that he wouldn't be able to come up by Leo the Regio on time, and he was potter. From Chagiga and from Korban Pesach. The Kesover Chagiga Chova Vafila B'Maruba. And he held, not like anyone, that the Korban Chagiga you have to bring on the 14th no matter what. Even if you have plenty of meat to eat, even the Tumah, even on Shabbos. and the Rabbanan wouldn't let him bring it if it came on Shabbos. So instead of not doing something that he held he had to do, better to be in a place where I'm not have to do it altogether. V'anan time of the Prushim, v'chilatach, v'tzrach, v'lidrosh ha'mekros, achri tami ha'mavdila ben ha'chachon. Why do we have to bother ourselves to try to explain what he held? Who cares what he held? He's a Polish ben ha'chachon, and he's irrelevant. Moser ha'pesach, so what do we hold? That's what we have to know. We have to know what he held. Right? He's negligible. But what do we hold? Why do we hold Takut Shnatov? Most, what do we learn from that pasuk? Moser ha'pesach, bein shehifrish pischo, the Ovad. There's two ways you can have Moser ha'pesach. You separated according to Pesach, it got lost. You're mafresh another one. And you brought the other one, then you found this one. So this one's a leftover according to Pesach. So you bring it as a shlomo. When you schaper ba'achir, the achir kach nimtzazeh, bein shehifrish mos l'pischo, the cholak kushas pesach ha'kula. But who's Luke Ployim and he sells from an amos? Another way you can have Moser Pesach. You set aside animals were going for $50. You set aside $50 to buy a Korban Pesach, and then the market went down, and it was only $25. So you only had to use $25 out of the $50 for the Korban Pesach. $25 is left that was miyuad for Korban Pesach. So that money is Moser Pesach. So you buy a shlomim with it. Shikarish shlomim, mamoed olachar aregel. You can bring the shlomim during Pesach, you can bring it afterwards, right? So you have to bring the shlomim from it. L'davar habom and atzonim and abokar, hainu shlomim. Shikshayim lovo mikol tzonim mikol bokar, zokar nekeva. The only carbon that you can bring from any kind of animal, and male or female, is a shlomim. All the other ones are specific animals. Rabban in my time, lo dochi Shabbos. According to the Rabbanim, why Taka isn't the Chagiga Docha Shabbos? Hovadi Korban Tzibur, the Maisa is a Korban Tzibur. Why isn't the Korban Tzibur Docha Shabbos? All Korbanos Tzibur Docha Shabbos. Omer Beloi Mishum Rav Yehuda Ben Safra Omar Kro. Even according to Rashi, it's talking about Chagiga Arba Asar, it's also talking about Chamisha Asar. So Rashi learns that the Arba Asar has the same din as the Chamisha Asar. But we're learning this from the Chamisha Asar. Rav Yehuda ben Safra said, Omar Kro, v'chagosim oso chag l'ashem, shivas yomim basham. On Sukkot, it says that you make the chagiga 7 days. You really only bring it once. But that means that if you didn't bring it the first day, you can bring it all 7 days. Shiva shmona havil ma'is is 8 days on Sukkot. Right? The last day is also tashlumin of the first day. So the chora, you can bring the korban chagiga 8 days, not 7 days. Why does it say seven? That way you know the Chagig is not Docha Shabbos. So you can only bring it 7 days of the eight, because one day is Shabbos. And on Shabbos you can't bring it. Sometimes you can only bring it 6 days. If the first day fell on Shabbos, then the last day is Shabbos. So 2 days you can't bring it, only six. Shechol Yom Tifarish and Shechag B'Shabbos. Omer Abaye, so v'chora, then why is it 7? If it's not Docha Shabbos, then sometimes you can only bring it 6, not 7. So Abaye said to him, Avin Tichva, person who buries his children. So the best that I saw over here is, who says it? The Maran says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person who forgets his learning like somebody buried his children. So he called him the one who buries his children because he forgot the Yasakasha and he didn't remember what the answer was. Lema kiha milsa, you bury your children, should say this, meaning that you forgot your learning and that's why you asked this Kasha. Right? So it's like 6. Shmona lo mashtachasla. Can never be 8. Because there's at least one Shabbos. Shiva is the Baruch Shani. Most of the time, 7. So the Pasuk's talking about most of the time. Most of the time, you can bring the Chagiga 7 days. Because most of the time, the first day doesn't fall on Shabbos. There's only one Shabbos. And a miut of Shanim, then when it falls Taka on the first day of Shabbos, then the Chagiga is only 6 days. But the Pasuk's talking about growth. Most of the time is 7 days. But surely not 8. Rashi. It's a carbon sibur, and a carbon sibur is doche shab. Even though everybody brings their own chagiga, But it's considered a Korban Tzibur like the Korban Pesach is. There's two kinds of Korban Tziburs. One that the Tzibur brings together, and one that all the Tzibur brings at the same time, but it's Yechidim that are bringing it. Korban Pesach also has been a Korban Tzibur, like I'll be back. The Chagosim also the Chagasukas Ksiv, the Tashlumin Didei Kosmona. That if you didn't bring it the first day, you can make it up all 8 days. Hilkach Shmona Havik. There's no way you could ever bring it on all 8 days, because one day is going to be Shabbos. If the first day falls on Shabbos, then Shmini Atzeres is also on Shabbos. Then you only have 6 days. So why does it say seven? Because of what you said, because most of the years it can be seven. It never can be eight, though. Sometimes could be six, but the Torah is talking about the majority of the time. But if it would be that you could bring it even on Shabbos, it always would be eight. So it doesn't say it. Abin Tichla Kover is Bonapoya. He had his children died. He buried his children. So we called him back. Leimakia Milsa Sheva Shena Agenis. Right? Person who has such sorrow, such a Pashup Shah, should ask such a question. Right? You should be more medactic in your mitzvahs, in your learning. Because it says that a person, like we said, a person who forgets his learning is like he buried his children. You, Taka, buried your children. You should have two tzaras and forget your learning too. So the Chavos Yoyer speaks, this is one of the cases he speaks about, finding shas, a lot of times that the Chachamim really said sharp things to each other, what's it called, hurt others' feelings or whatever, what do we see that such things. So he says that a lot of times the things are, they said them like Lashon Sadinohar. They meant them for the good, and they sounded like for the bad. Sometimes it was a Rebbe, even Mazaris is Talmidim, and the Rebbe is allowed to, what's it called, be Mazaris Talmidim, to be Mazaris then. And I always like to say the Pshat is that by them, the Emes was the most important thing. And therefore, they didn't care. Each one said, don't spare my feelings, don't sugarcoat things, tell me like it is. Right? Because I want to know, if you think what I said is not true, and I defend it because I don't think how bad you think it is, then it comes out, we'll do something that's not emes. So if you really think it's stupid, you really think what I did is, tell me it b'chol ha-tokef, because otherwise I'll be insulted that you think my feelings are more important than the emes. That's insulting. But my feelings are not more important than the emes. And therefore, say it like it is, and that's more of a covet than trying to sugar for us. It's more of a covet to sugarcoat it. The emes is not that important, but our feelings are more important. But by them, their feelings weren't more important to them than the emes was. So if somebody tried to sugarcoat something, right, and the emes could be sacrificed for sugarcoating, that was that in itself was a bigger reason.